If a person, Le'aleinu, has a problem having children, he has fertility issues, and he wants to know, being that the fertility treatments are very expensive, he wants to know, can he use Mois Meiser to pay for the treatments? Can you use money set aside in your Meiser Cheshbon and use it to pay for the treatments that you will undergo for fertility issues? So the general rule when it comes to spending Mois Meiser for a mitzvah, we know that if a mitzvah is a mitzvah that's incumbent on you, a mitzvah that's a mitzvah chiyuvis, you certainly cannot use Mois Meiser to pay for the mitzvah, because we have a rule that something that is a chiyuv upon you, a mitzvah that's incumbent on you, it has to come from Mois Chulin. It can't come from a mois that's already earmarked for Meiser or earmarked for any other mitzvah. And that's why you certainly cannot use Mois Meiser to pay for an esrog and a lulav on Sukkos. Why? Because since these mitzvahs are a chiyuv on you, it has to come from something that's chulin, it can't come from money that's already earmarked for Meiser or for a different mitzvah. The question becomes, is this fertility treatment a mitzvah that's at least a mitzvah kiyumis, or is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? In other words, there are really three tzadim that we have to clear in this shiloh. Number one, is it a mitzvah chiyuvis? And then it certainly can't come from Mois Meiser. Number two, maybe it's not a mitzvah at all. And then also, you can't use Mois Meiser for that. Number three is, perhaps it's a mitzvah, and it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, rather it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's an optional mitzvah, it's a voluntary mitzvah. And then there are many shittas that hold that you can use Mois Meiser to pay for a voluntary mitzvah as long as certain conditions are met. And the question is, does this mitzvah of perhaps being mekayim the mitzvah piri of rivia in this manner, fulfillment of a mitzvah, kiyumis, a voluntary mitzvah, and therefore you would perhaps be able to use Mois Meiser to pay for the treatment? So the truth is that there's a Gemara in Yevamos, a Mishnah in Yevamos, that discusses the mitzvah of Piri Rivia. And we know that there's a difference of opinion between Beshamai and Beshil, how a person goes about fulfilling the mitzvah of Pru Urvu. According to Beshil, you need to have one boy and one girl for the Kiyama mitzvah. And according to Beshamai, you need to have two boys. In other words, it's machlekes how many kids you have to have to mekayim the mitzvah. According to Beis Shammai, two boys, and Beis Hillel holds that you have one boy and one girl, and that's sufficient. In the Maisa, we pass them like Beis Hillel. In order to mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, you must have one boy and one girl. Now, what is the nature of this mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to have a Maisa Bia with your wife? And even though you don't know 100% with certainty that this Maisa Bia will enable you to have children, but L'maisa, this is your ishtadlus, you can't control the fact that you might not have a kid as a result of this Bia, and therefore your part, your participation in the mitzvah is limited to a Maisa Bia, and that's it. Or perhaps the mitzvah is to have kids, and the Maisa Bia is not the actual mitzvah. The Maisa Bia is just your way of fulfilling the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is only fulfilled when you actually have the kids. So this is a big machlekes in the Paiskim. There's a shita of Taisvis that's quite clear, that in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, you do this by having a Maisa Bia. The Torah only expects of you a Maisa Bia. You can't have control over whether or not you're going to have children or not. That's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, your kiyum is fulfilled when you have a Maisa Bia with your wife, a Maisa Bia that's roi to enable you to have children. That's the opinion of Taisus. There's a very well-known opinion of the Minchas Chinuch that's Mechadish otherwise. He's going on a Ramah, he's going on other sources that he thinks imply otherwise. For instance, the Ramah says that if a person is in violation of an Isser and has relations with a woman he's usher to, an Eish Ish, let's say, and he has a child, is he mekayim a mitzvah of Pru Urvu with a child that's a mamzer? He has a child and the child's a mamzer. Is there a kiyum mitzvah of pru urvu with having such a child. The Ramah says that you are mekayim the mitzvah in such a case. You're mekayim the mitzvah of pru urvu if you have a child, even though it came al yidei a bias iser. Fekta minchas chinuch, why is this not a mitzvah haba b'aveira l'chayra? The bia was a bia of iser, and therefore it should be a problem of mitzvah haba b'aveira, and you should not be able to mekayim the mitzvah pru urvu al yidei this bia. Zokta minchas chinuch, a yesoid. The mitzvah of pru urvu is not fulfilled through a maisa bia. Rather, what's the mitzvah of pru urvu? To populate the world. And that is done, that is accomplished, by having children, not by having a maisa bia take place. And therefore, maybe the maisa bia is your maisa that enables you to fulfill the mitzvah. It facilitates the kiyum ha-mitzvah. But the kiyum ha-mitzvah is not b'shas the maisa bia. The kiyum ha-mitzvah is later b'shas the leida when you actually have a boy and a girl. That's the sheet of the Minchas Chinuch. So unlike the Mashmoyis of Tosfos, that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is b'shas bia, the Minchas Chinuch assumes that the kiyum ha-mitzvah is only when you have the children. B'shas the ma'isa bia, there's no kiyum mitzvah, and therefore he says it's not a mitzvah abo b'aveiro, because the mitzvah is only later on, and when you have the mitzvah fulfilled, there is no aveira present. They're not coming and joining forces, the mitzvah and the aveira. The aveira takes place b'shas the ma'isa bia. The mitzvah takes place much later on when you actually have a boy and a girl, and therefore it's not a shayla mitzvah abo b'aveiro, and that's why mekayim the mitzvah a pru urvu, when you have a child, even if it's done ayidei bias iser and creating a mamzer. Now, there's a chiddush of Ramosha, an igris Ramosha, where Ramosha has a little bit of a different twist. Ramosha holds that you cannot say, like this premise of the Minchas Chinuch, that the mitzvah of pru urvu you fulfill when you actually have a boy and a girl. It doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't command you to fulfill a mitzvah that's impossible for you to do. It's not in your shlita, it's not in your dominion, it's not totally in your volition to have a child or not. That's completely and utterly up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not in your hands at all. And since it's not biyodoy at all, you cannot say that the mitzvah is have kids. That has no shaykhis to you, Sakr Moshe. And that it cannot be the definition and the nature of the mitzvah. Says Rav Moshe, what is the mitzvah of pru urvu? The mitzvah is to do your part. And that is, be Isaac in the mitzvah of having kids. Do the ma'isa bia. Do bia, because that is the only way that you could fulfill the mitzvah of pru urvu. And therefore, the mitzvah is to do your part. And he says, so what's this din of having a boy and a girl? What does that have to do with the mitzvah? If the mitzvah is the ma'isa bia, so how can you tell me that the shir is having a boy or a girl? What does that have to do with the mitzvah? It says Rav Moshe like this. And he brings a couple of rayas, Ein Sham and Tshuva and Igros Moshe. But Rav Moshe's yesod is like this. The mitzvah is, do the action that facilitates having a kid. And you keep doing that. Norvos, having a boy and a girl is a poiter. That exempts you and absolves you from further having to do a ma'isa bia to fulfill the mitzvah puruvu. In other words, the mitzvah is to do a pu'ula, to do an action that facilitates having kids, and the pointer is that once you hit this point where you have a boy and a girl, you're potter from going weiter. That's the shir hadavar, and that absolves you from fulfilling the mitzvah weiter. That is the shita of Rav Moshe. Now, the question is, what does Rav Moshe mean? Does Rav Moshe mean that the mitzvah is dafka a ma'isa bia? And then, if let's say a person were to have fertility treatments, because he has fertility issues, perhaps, let's say, having a baby through IVF or any other method that is employed for people who have fertility issues, perhaps that's not a fulfillment of Peruya Verivia, because perhaps it's only a kiyum mitzvah if you do it through a ma'isa bia, because that's the normal tiviastic way to have children. Or do we say, no, the mitzvah is to do a ma'isa that facilitates having children. And that doesn't have to necessarily be through a ma'isa bia per se. Any action, any involvement, any participation on your part towards this end of having children, that itself is a mitzvah of Peruya Verivia. And there are three tzadim. Is it maybe part of the chiyuv, that you're mechuyuv to go through any type of ma'isa to facilitate having children? Or maybe the chiyuv is only to do it through a ma'isa biya. But it's a mitzvah that is voluntary to do any action that can facilitate you having two children, a boy and a girl. Or perhaps there's no kiyum of period of rivia at all when you have a boy and a girl through, let's say, an IVF or any other method that's employed. And therefore, you will not have any chiyuv and any mitzvah, even voluntary mitzvah, when you go through these processes, since it's not being done aydei ma'isa biya. So most paiskim assume that we should, in fact, take on this premise that there is a mitzvah fulfilled if you have a children, if you have two children, a boy and a girl, even if it's done through, let's say, IVF or some other process other than ma'isa biya. And the primary two opinions is it a chiv or is it a mitzvah of that it's only a rishos? But most paiskim assume that it in fact is a mitzvah if you try to if you go through the process of having children, even if it's not done through a ma'isa biya. And the question just is it a mitzvah chiyuvis, and therefore you would not be able to use mois ma'iser to pay for the fertility treatments, or perhaps it's only a mitzvah kiyumis. So some opinions hold that even like Ramesha, that the mitzvah is not to have children, like the premise of the Minchas Chinuch, but rather the mitzvah is to go through the motions that enable you to have children. It could be that Ramesha would agree that the mitzvah is not dafka, and the chiyuv is not dafka to perform a ma'isa biya in order to have the kids. And the way how it is explained by some paiskim, the mitzvah is to be oisik in having kids. The mitzvah is not to do a ma'isa biya per se. The mitzvah is be oisik in having kids. Go through the motions of trying to facilitate the outcome of having a boy and a girl. And therefore, perhaps the chiyuv would even incorporate going through the process of IVF or any other fertility treatment, because that is being oisik in the end and the goal of having kids, and that is what the Torah obligates you to do. Now, where would we find such a musik? Where do we find such an idea that the chiyuv of the Torah is to be oisik in a certain end, in a certain goal, in a certain objective, even if there's no specific ma'isa the Torah is making incumbent on you? So you find this in a Tosfos Rid when it comes to Hilchos Mila. We know that there's a mitzvah of Mila. You're supposed to be mal your child. Now, the Gemara in Kedushin has a drasha, oisoi v'lo yoisa, that only the father of a baby is mechuyev to mal his child, not the mother. Oisoi v'lo yoisa, it's memayit the mother. The mother is not mechuyev to give Mila to the child. The Rishonim ask a bomb kasha on this Gemara. Why do we need a drasha, oisoi v'lo yoisa, to pater a woman from the mitzvah of Mila? Typically, that Mila is a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. Isoi fregin the Rishonim. As they frag the Rishonim, mitzvah, it's a time-bound mitzvah. There's no mitzvah by night, there's no mitzvah until the eighth day. It's time-bound mitzvah, not during the night. And the question is, the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah to say Shehazman Grama, and therefore women should be potter even without a drasha of Oysoi V'lo Yoysa. As they frag Taisvis and the other Rishonim. So the Rishonim give various terutzim. Taisa said that perhaps we are going according to the Mal Yoma that Mila Shaloi Bizmana is kosher bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. That a Mila that's pushed off past the eighth day is kosher whether it's during the day or it's during the night. And therefore, since that is the fact that it's kosher bein b'yoyim bein b'layla after the eighth day, so we consider it a mitzvah saseh she'ena zman grava, that's not time restricted, and therefore, since it's not time restricted, women would be chayiv, and that's why we needed the drasha of Oisoi v'lo Yoisa to pater women. That's one opinion brought down in Taisus and Kedushin, that the reason why you need a drasha of Oisoi v'lo Yoisa to pater a woman from the mitzvah of Mila is because we would have assumed that it is in fact a mitzvah to say she'ena zman grama, since a Mila shlei bizmana is a mitzvah bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. The Tosfos Rid says a very useless dikateretz. Zok the Tosfos Rid. Aside for the actual chito ha'orlo, the actual mitzvah of cutting off the foreskin that's incumbent upon the father, there's a mitzvah to be oisik in the milah. There's a mitzvah to go through the motions, go through the actions that facilitate the goal and the result of having your child a mohel. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is be oisik in this goal. Be oisik in making sure that your child is mohel on the eighth day. And therefore, all of the preparatory stages of the mitzvah milah go into this mitzvah. To prepare for the milah, to arrange for the izmol to be properly prepared. All preparations of the milah go into this mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not to do a maisa milah per se. The mitzvah is be oisik in the matziv, be oisik in the goal, and in the outcome, and in the result of making sure your child is mohel. And the milah says the taisis rid, the preparations are supposed to be done even by night, not just by day, and therefore it's not zman groma. And since it's not zman groma, women would be chayiv, and that's why we need a miyut, oisoiv, lo yoisal, to pater women. That is the shita of the Taisus Rid in Kedushin. So the Paiskim Shtel Tzu, this Taisus Rid, to explain why we should assume that perhaps also by mitzvah, the mitzvah Piri of Rivia, we have the same type of mitzvah. That the mitzvah is not to do a maisa bia per se. Because that's not what the purpose of the mitzvah is. The objective is to have kids. Now, it could be we don't say, as far as the Minchas Chinuch goes, that the mitzvah is gufa to have the kids, because that's not in your hands. So it's not mestaver, says Rav Moshe, that the mitzvah is like the Minchas Chinuch to go have kids. Mitzvah is go have a boy and a girl. It's not in your hands at all. It's up to the Rebbein Shlom. So that's not the mitzvah. So what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is be oisik in creating the outcome and the result of having a boy and a girl. And therefore, if that was the gedder of the mitzvah, if that was the nature of the mitzvah, to be oisik in this end, to be oisik in this goal of making sure that you have a boy and a girl, then weiter, even if you go through this method of, let's say, IVF or any other mahalach that is done to facilitate the fact that you might to have eventually a boy and a girl, that's the whole purpose of this process, in order to create a matzev where you, in the end, will have a boy and a girl. That is goof of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is be oisik in the goal of having a boy and a girl. And that's what you're doing. So perhaps it's even a chiyuv mitzad peru urvu to go through this process of IVF and any other process similar. Because again, the mitzvah is to go through the motions of facilitating having a boy and a girl. If that was the gather of the mitzvah, then in fact, you would be chiyuv to go through these motions. It's not just a voluntary mitzvah. And then you can't use ma'aser to pay for it. If you assume like Ramosha's literal translation, that the mitzvah is the maisa bia, and it's just that the Torah said that when you have a boy and a girl, you're potter, then if so, so if the mitzvah is only incumbent on you mitzvah the maisa bia per se, then the other mahalchim to go have kids is only a voluntary mitzvah. And then it's going to be totally in the general shayla of using maisa money to pay for voluntary mitzvahs, which, under some conditions, would be permitted. And therefore, the Paiskim say that if you assume that the mitzvah of Puravu is the Maisa Bia per se, and not just going through the motions, being oisik and having kids, but rather the mitzvah is a Maisa Bia, then, in fact, perhaps we could talk about using Maisa money to pay for fertility treatments, because then, in fact, it's not an obligatory mitzvah, rather it's only an optional mitzvah. Now, if you assume that you're b'chlam at mekayim the mitzvah, then you can't use ma'aser money. But if it's a voluntary mitzvah, then under certain conditions, you would be able to use ma'aser money to pay for the fertility treatments. Now, according to this explanation that we just mentioned, that the yisoid of the mitzvah pru urvu perhaps is to go be oisik in having two children, and going through the motions includes not just a ma'aser bia, but even, let's say, to go through fertility treatments, because that's your mahalach, your only way of having kids. Then, according to this explanation, there's a very geshmaka hesber now in a pashto line in the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about the questions a person is going to be asked la'asad love when he comes up to Shemayim. You know, did you do business be'emuna, etc. One of the questions is, aside from Sipisi Yeshua, one of the questions is, Osakta be'peri of Rivia. Were you oisik in peri of Rivia? Now, what does it mean, were you oisik in peri of Rivia? What is that? What is the lashon, were you involved in peri of Rivia? I should say, were you mekayim in the midst of peri of Rivia? And that would cause another question to be asked. Why is the mitzvah of peri of Rivia singled out more than any other mitzvahs? But the point is that the Lashon of the Gemara is asakta, that they're going to ask you if you were Isaac, if you involved yourself in Pruvu. So what does this mean? So the Marshal says that because it says the Lashon of asakta and not kiyamta, it must mean that we're not going to be asked, were you in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pruvu? Rather, we're going to say, they're going to ask you, did you marry off Yisayma or a Yosim? Did you try to facilitate the mitzvah Pruvu by making a shidduch or paying for the chasna or arranging a chasna to take place between a Yosim or a Yisayma? And that is what Gemara means, asakta Pruvu. Did you involve yourself in Pruvu? However, the place can say, if you assume that the mitzvah pru uavu is gufa to be Isaac in having the boy and the girl, and not to do a ma'isa bia per se, and also not like the minchas chinuch, that the mitzvah is gufa to have the boy and the girl, then taka it's geshvak the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says asakta bepru uavu, it mamish means like the Tosfos Rid says by Mila. Were you involved in the process of facilitating the outcome of having a boy and a girl? That's the Lashon of the Gemara. Asakta, were you Isaac and Pruvu? Because that's mamish together of the mitzvah. But at any rate, that's the Machlekes HaPoskim. If you could use Mois Meiser for fertility treatments, that it would depend on whether it's a voluntary mitzvah, which perhaps you could use to pay for the mitzvah of fertility treatments, if we assume like this, or it's an actual mitzvah chiyuvis, because the mitzvah is, and the chiyuv is, for you to do anything you can to have children. And that would actually include paying for this fertility treatments, and then you wouldn't be able to use Mois Meiser to pay for it. Well, Meiser, many places can assume, Reb Asher Weiss, others, they assume that even though there's a mitzvah to go through these processes, it's not an actual chiv, and therefore, technically, we would be able to consider perhaps the ability to pay for Mois, for these treatments with Mois Meiser. Lemaisa, though, he points out, that if you want to, let's say, use Mois Meiser to give a donation to Boini Eilam or any other organization that helps people with these processes, then, L'chaira, you would be able to consider giving Mois Meiser to this effect, because that's certainly not a mitzvah chiyuvis that's incumbent on you. And therefore, since over there it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis incumbent on you to donate to these organizations, then, in fact, you would be able to consider perhaps giving Mois Meiser for this organization.